up first this afternoon, we talk theater, and we're welcoming right here to the studio from Bangor Community Theater, the director of their upcoming production, Enchanted April, our friend Irene Dennis. Hi, Irene.
Hi, Rich. Nice to be here.
Good to have you with us again this afternoon, and you brought along a member of the cast that that I know pretty well from many years ago, Ale Fitzgerald, with us. Hello, Ale.
Hello.
Still acting despite surviving that horrible high school director you had.
Yes.
She survived. Well, you're doing Enchanted April, and for anybody who hasn't seen either the stage version or the movie, it's just such a wonderful story. Can you tell those folks who aren't aware what it's all about?
Sure. It's a lovely piece based on a novel by Elizabeth von Arnim that was published in 1922 originally. So it takes place right after World War One. It's a very, talk about a dark, depressing time, right after the Spanish flu epidemic. You know, it was a very depressed time in London society. And so there's two housewives who see an advertisement in the paper for a castle for rent in Italy, and it just sparks their imagination, and they decide to go for it. And the play is about the journey that they go on, but also the people that end up going along with them, how it affects their relationships. And it basically is a play about renewal and rebirth, just in time for spring.
Well, that's wonderful. That's a perfect time of year to do this. So, Ale, who do you play?
I play Lottie Wilton. Yes. She's one of the two ladies who initially sees the ad for the castle. And she is all for it right from the get-go, and she finds a friend from church that she has to convince to come along with her before anything else can get off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds wonderful. And now, so I have to know how you're doing this. Who are the magic makers behind the scenes who are turning the Grange Hall into Italy, for goodness sakes?
Well, that's been myself, along with a lot of helpers. We do hope to make some magic. The first act, of course, takes place in London, where everything's gray and brown and quite dreary. And then when the curtain opens, we hope it will be sort of like when Dorothy opens the door into Oz, and all of a sudden you're in this beautiful Technicolor world. So that's the goal, is to transport people.
I love it. Well, who else is in the cast?
We have a wonderful cast. Besides Ale, we have Mary Normant, Doreen Moody, Melissa Egolf, we have Roland Duby, Alex Kearns, Patrick Malloy, and a newcomer to our group, Tamper Craig, who's playing the Italian housekeeper and having lots of fun with that role.
Well, a lot of names, a lot of folks that people will recognize and have seen many times before. It all opens this weekend, starting Friday night at the Grange Hall on Ohio Street. And what's the biggest challenge in this role?
The biggest challenge in this role, personally, this is one of the bigger roles I've ever received. So I have been doing, there is a lot. She's got a couple of monologues, and she likes to talk. Lottie likes to talk.
And we also, of course, are doing British dialects, most of the cast, and actually a couple of cast members also had to learn to speak some Italian.
Oh, wow.
For the second act scene. So it's been a challenging piece, but it's going to be beautiful. It's really exciting to finally get it going.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the mission of Bangor Community Theater. You guys have been going for longer than you and I have been alive.
This is true. Bangor Community Theater, has been around in one form or another since 1951. We were formed officially in 1969 for the merger of two other groups. We are the longest running community theater in the greater Bangor area, and we're really proud of that. And we're super happy to be back in full production mode after the last few years. Mm. You know, we think this play will have extra resonance for folks after coming out of the whole pandemic situation, not dissimilar to what the ladies are going through.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of talk about our befores and our afters, and, you know, where do we go from here? How is life going to be different now that we've been through this enormous challenge? And I think as a community, we can all relate to that now.
Well, yeah, all of us want to get out of the gray and go out there and explore the world and see some beauty and some color. Well, it's wonderful. Well, it's going to be a great show. Now, you're doing two weekends, right?
Yes, we open this Friday. We're doing April 28th, 29th, and 30th, and then also the following weekend, May 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Excellent. And how can people get tickets?
Yep. You can just go to 207tix.com, or you can go to bangorcommunitytheater.org, and there's a lovely magic code there. You can just scan and get your tickets. I will mention there's no reserved seating. So even though you bought tickets, you do need to get to the theater half an hour before we start to make sure you get a seat.
But there are no bad seats in the
house. No bad seats in the house. It's a lovely, intimate space. I also want to give a quick shout out to the City of Bangor Cultural Development Commission, which a generous grant from them is supporting this production. So
that's wonderful. Well, thanks so much for the great work you do, Irene.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having us again,
Rich.
It's
wonderful to see you again. Ale, break a leg. I know from past experience you'll be fabulous this weekend.
Thank you.
Have fun. It's Ale Fitzgerald, Irene Dennis, Bangor Community Theater, and their production of Enchanted April going up this weekend at the Grange Hall out on Ohio Street in Bangor.